Okay, so start a quick introduction to lesson 16, alpha to omega. We've only got a few minutes to look at this. It's come up in class before. What about capital letters, lowercase letters? So far, we've been reading most everything in lowercase letters. The early manuscripts were all written in uppercase letters. So section 1, capital letters. Here is the first two verses of John 1. Firstly, in small letters, so this you'll recognize. En arche, en hologos, kai hologos, en proston theon, kai theos, en hologos, houtos, en arche, proston theon. Okay, so in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word, so and it was God that the Word was. This one was in the beginning with God. Now, you put that into capitals, uppercase letter, and you'll find that a lot more difficult to read because you haven't really consistently learned the capital letters. So that's what it looks like. En arche, en hologos, kai hologos, en proston theon, kai theos, en hologos, houtos, en arche, proston theon. So there are no accents, there are no breathing marks. At least here you've got spaces between the letters. Initially, those wouldn't have been there in the earliest manuscripts. Okay. And now we have the title of Mark's Gospel in minuscule. So minuscule is the name that's given to small letters. And then in unseals, unseal is the name given to a word written in capital letters. So arche tu euangeliu, Jesu Christu huiu theou. So the beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, Son of God. And then that's how it would look in capital letters. And here we have some common words in minuscules and unseals. So hemera is day, doxa, glory, zoe, life, erotao, I ask, exodus, and engus. Near. Remember that a double gamma is pronounced as an NG.
Arche?
The iota, so look in the minuscule form, and there's an iota subscript. That little iota under the eta. Okay, yeah, that's the dative. Okay, so section 2, the alphabet and the names of the letters. So alpha, beta, gamma. So alpha, beta, those are easy. You know, the capitals, in those cases, the unseals have come straight down to us in English. Gamma, the unseal looks like you're playing hangman. Delta. The gallows for a hangman. Delta, if you're an engineer of any sort or scientist, you'll be familiar with that, high school math or anything. Epsilon, you can see how the unseal there has come to us as our letter E. Zeta has come to us. Eta, that one's a little confusing because the long E, eta, the long E, the unseal for it is come down to us as H. Theta looks, you know, just fairly similar to the lowercase, to the minuscule theta. Iota, kappa, those both have come straight down to us as I and K. Lambda, so mu and nu comes down to us, the capital, the unseals, as R, M, and N. Xi, now that unseal looks a little odd. It's just three horizontal lines, with the middle line being a little shorter. Omicron is our O-P, you'll recognize that. Rho, well, rho is the capital letter has come down to us as P, so that's confusing because you'll want to say P instead of read it as an R. Sigma, that unseal will be familiar to you from, if you're from, summation sign. Tau is our regular T. Upsilon, its unseal looks like a Y. And then phi, chi, and psi are just larger forms of the minuscules, and then omega will be familiar to you, various things. Okay. So let's recite through that list, through the alphabet. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, iota, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, xi, omicron, pi, rho, sigma, tau, upsilon, phi, chi, psi, omega. Phi, chi, psi. Now, you'll have learned them in, you know, phi, psi, chi, but if we pronounce them in Greek, it would be phi, chi, psi. And then, top of the next page, if you learn the order and names of the letters, it will help you when you want to look up words in a dictionary or lexicon. And most of those, the order is fairly simple, fairly similar enough to the English alphabet. The difficult ones are remembering zeta, eta, theta, the order of them, and then phi, chi, psi. But, you know, just know they're at the end, and if you don't particularly get the order of phi, chi, psi, at least you know roughly where to look. Okay. And then, finally, we'll close with this section 3, uses of capital letters. When the first manuscripts of the New Testament books were written and copied, only capital letters, uncials, were used. Such manuscripts are therefore called uncial manuscripts. Imprinted editions of the Greek New Testament, so the word for the Greek New Testament is hekaine diatheke. So you've learned in the previous lesson, diatheke, testament or covenant. So hekaine diatheke, the new covenant, the New Testament. Capital letters are used in three ways. Firstly, for the first letter of spoken or quoted words and passages, so we've already seen that, kailege, and he said, uk emi, ha prophetes eisu, I am not, are you the prophet? Okay. Secondly, for the beginning of a new paragraph, but not for every new sentence. So typically a new sentence is just uses a minuscule, a lowercase letter, but a new paragraph will use a capital letter in our printed manuscripts. Kailege autois en ekene te hemera, he said to them on that day. And then a capital letter is used for names and titles. So a couple of examples from John 1. Ende ha Philippos apo Bethsaida. Philip was from Bethsaida. So Bethsaida there over the iota, that's an umlaut. So that we don't pronounce that as a diphthong. Alpha and iota together would normally be a diphthong, Bethsaida, but we pronounce it Bethsaida. So the umlaut is there too. So it's not like an umlaut behaves in German, but it's like it behaves in French, right? If you know French, and an umlaut there tells you not to pronounce an umlaut on a second vowel tells you not to pronounce those two vowels together as an umlaut, but as distinct vowels. And then John 1:41, Hurekamen ton messian ha esten methermen nuomenon Christos. We have found the Messiah, which is, and then methermenuomenon, which means translated. You might notice in there the word for which we get hermeneutics, hermenuo, which is translated as Christ. So those are the three cases in which capital letters gets used, so fairly rarely. Beginning of direct speech, new paragraph, and proper nouns, proper names. Okay? So, what you could do is, over the next week, just run through the alphabet a number of times, and so that again, it sinks into your mind, and so you begin to recognize the uppercase letters. And then back on section 15.8, if you wanted to read through that a few times, so you can get increasingly comfortable just reading that and being able to get the sense of it without having to translate word by word by word, but read it sentence by sentence. And then if you want to explore your Greek New Testament, you can do that. Okay, and...
teaching out of the
Yeah, so last Sunday I did John 1, I did the genealogy of Matthew 1. John will, this Sunday will do verses 18 through 25 of Matthew 1, and then the following Sunday Andy will do the first half of chapter 2. Yeah, so you can bring your Greek New Testaments and check up on John as to.